Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 10, 21 to 24. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 10, verse 21 to 24. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. My theme for reflection is the joy of Jesus. The joy of Jesus. Have you ever watched a child dive into a pile of autumn leaves, their laughter bubbling over with unrestrained delight? There is something utterly contagious about that pure, carefree joy, a glimpse of what it means to be fully alive, fully present, and completely trusting. Now imagine Jesus, our Savior, radiating that same kind of joy. It is an unexpected image, isn't it? Yet it invites us to see him not only as the man of sorrows, but also as the embodiment of divine delight. We often picture Jesus as serious, even sorrowful. But in Luke 10, 21 to 24, we catch a rare and beautiful glimpse of Jesus rejoicing in the Spirit. His joy is not fleeting or superficial, but deeply rooted in something eternal, something worth exploring for our lives today. As Karl Barth observed, joy is the simplest form of gratitude. In this moment, Jesus' joy flows out of gratitude to the Father. It is a joy sparked by the Father's decision to reveal the profound truths of the kingdom, not to the wise and self-sufficient, but to the humble and childlike. This joy is contagious and speaks directly to how we are called to live, trust, and rejoice in the work of God. Jesus Christ begins by thanking the Father for revealing these things to little children. These children are not literal toddlers, but those who come to God with childlike faith, humble, dependent, and ready to receive. Think about how a child trusts without hesitation. If you tell them to jump, they leap without a second thought, knowing you would catch them. That's the faith Jesus celebrates, a faith free of pride or pretense. It contrasts sharply with those who are wise and learned, whose self-reliance blinds them to the simplicity of the gospel. In a bustling train station, a little girl clutched her teddy bear tightly as people hurried past her. She had accidentally let go of her mother's hand in the crowd. Instead of crying or running around in a panic, she sat on a nearby bench and whispered, Mom will come for me. A concerned stranger approached and asked, Why aren't you trying to find her? The girl smiled confidently and said, I don't need to. My mom always finds me when I am lost. Sure enough, a few moments later, her mother appeared, wrapping her in a relieved hug. This is the kind of faith Jesus invites us to have, a quiet, unwavering trust that our Heavenly Father will never stop seeking us, no matter how lost we may feel. Jesus rejoices not just in faith, but in the Father's revelation. He marvels that God has chosen to reveal his nature and kingdom to those who are humble enough to receive it. Jesus says, "No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Through Jesus, we come to know the very heart of God, a heart overflowing with love, mercy, and grace. But Jesus' joy doesn't stop with revelation. It extends to redemption. Hebrews 12:2 tells us that Jesus endured the cross for the joy that was set before him. What joy could sustain him through such suffering? It was the joy of rescuing us from sin and death, of bringing us into God's family. This joy drove him to face the shame and agony of the cross so that we might have life. I read about a firefighter who once raced into a burning building to save a young girl trapped inside. Emerging soot-covered and exhausted, he held her close as she whispered, "You came for me?" The firefighter smiled and replied, "I would do it again." That's the joy of Jesus. The joy of knowing he has rescued us, that we are safe in his arms, and that nothing can separate us from his love. My dear friends, what does this mean for us today? First, it means living with gratitude. Like little children, we are called to receive God's gifts with open hands and open hearts. We bring nothing of our own except our need, and God meets us with grace. Second, it means rejoicing. If Jesus rejoices over us, shouldn't we rejoice in him? This joy is not just for us to keep. It is meant to overflow, drawing others into the light of the gospel. As C.S. Lewis once wrote, "Joy is the serious business of heaven. It is not just a fleeting emotion, but a deep, abiding reality that comes from knowing we are loved, saved, and called into God's eternal story." Jesus' joy in revealing the Father and redeeming us should inspire us to live joyfully, humbly, and gratefully. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can you cultivate a childlike faith that fully trusts in God's promises and rejoices in his gifts? Number two, in what ways can you share the joy of the gospel with those around you, inviting them into the light of God's love? Heavenly Father, we thank you for revealing yourself to us through Jesus, your Son. Teach us to come before you with humility and trust, like little children, ready to receive your grace. Fill our hearts with the joy of knowing you and being known by you. Let this joy overflow into our lives, drawing others into your love and salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.